Grace and peace to you from God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. One time when I was working at Parkland Hospital here while I was still in seminary, I spent a summer there working as a chaplain, and I ended up being the chaplain who was really good at death, which is a weird skill to have and hard to put on a resume. But I got called to a lot of people's end of life. And one day, I got called to a room that was going to be difficult. A woman had died far too young of cancer. She had children who were teenagers. She had family around her who cared deeply about her. And this cancer had just been too much. And when I got to the room, she was already gone. And some of her family members were praying in desperation that God would bring her back. It broke my heart to be in that room and watch this family pray for a miracle that wasn't going to come that day. Most of my work as a chaplain involved praying with people at hard times in their lives. Sickness, injuries, losing people. That's what chaplains are called for in a hospital. And I always think about that because those were also some of the most clearly spiritual moments of my career. Being with people when the world around them was broken, when nothing would ever be the same again, and hearing them call on God. You see, we live in a world where brokenness still exists. We live in a world where sickness still exists and comes upon us with no regard for who is good and who is bad, with no regard for who's had too much to deal with already. We live in a world where evil and ill intentions exist in people. People in power, people who have the ability to hurt others. We live in a world with sin. And we pray, and we pray, and one thing we know after thousands of years of prayer is it doesn't just get fixed immediately. As much as we might wish it, God is not a magical vending machine in the sky where if we pray just right, we'll get the thing we want. Like we hit the right code of buttons. And today we read this parable that Jesus told to his disciples for one reason. That they would pray continually and not lose heart. That's what Jesus wants for us, to pray continually and not lose heart. So what does he mean when he tells us to pray, even when we know that not everything we desire will come true through those prayers? He tells the story of a widow and an unjust judge. This judge is a character. People around him probably would have laughed when they heard this story, because this guy is so bonkers, sitting there going, I don't care about God or people or anything, but that widow is really annoying. I guess I'll do what she says. It's funny, and it's not who God is. That's what Jesus says. Surely if this character, who's unjust in every way, if he'll do the right thing, surely God, who loves you, who does care about people, all people, surely God will bring justice. What the widow was crying out for, a woman who probably had no resources, nothing to help her in her cause, but the ability to continually say, give me justice against my opponent. Surely God, who cares for you, who loves you, who is faithful, will listen to your prayer much differently than the unjust judge. Jesus encourages us to pray always and not lose heart. This isn't the only time he talks about prayer in the Gospels. A few weeks ago, we read about him talking about the Lord's Prayer, what we call the Lord's Prayer, and telling us to pray like this, to be bold with God, to pray for what we need, and to pray for God's kingdom to come and God's will be done here and now. We understand God's will, God's kingdom to be breaking into this world, sometimes more clearly than others, but always nearby. And when we pray, your kingdom come, your will be done here on earth, something happens to us. When we pray continually, when we don't lose heart, when we rest in our faith in God who is faithful, we are changed. We are focused not on ourselves and our own desires, whether they be good for us or not. We instead focus on God, on God's will for justice and restoration of this world, on God's will that things will be healed where they were broken. Relationships, power dynamics, war, poverty. When we pray, your kingdom come, we are orienting to ourselves to God's kingdom rather than the earthly things that we know are broken. And when we do that continually, when we engage in a prayer life that is always with God, asking for God's will to be done, focusing ourselves on God rather than ourselves, we also are changed in our actions. We are changed in how we see the world and how we live in the world. We see those moments where God is breaking in, moments where healing happens where we didn't expect it, moments where God is so close and present. I saw those all the time when I was in the hospital. Even if the outcome of the earthly sickness was still bad, God was there with people, faithful to them, loving them, showing them that this is not the end. This is not the justice that God will live with. When we pray continually, your kingdom come, God, your will be done here on earth, we start engaging in that kingdom as it is here. We start living more justly, living in a way that reconciles us to those who have wronged us or who we have wronged. Living in a way that calls out for those who are oppressed to be freed, to be welcomed and loved as beloved children of God that they are. When we pray continually and don't lose heart, we get so much more than we would get if God were a magical vending machine in the sky. We get relationship with God, the creator of us all, the one who loves us faithfully, always. We get relationship that opens ourselves up to all who God created, all whom God loves. Sometimes it is easy to focus on the brokenness of the world, on the sin in the world, and think, why even bother? But Jesus wants us to pray and not lose heart, because God is faithful to us, engaging in relationship with us. And when we pray, we are changed throughout the entirety of our lives. When we pray, God is faithful and just, and draws us closer to him and closer to his kingdom here on earth, knowing the promise that God will one day make everything whole again. Amen.